Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Chers auditeurs,
dear listeners,
bonjour.
Welcome in Comme d'Archi Podcast Season 3.
Saison 3 dans le monde fascinant des architectes.
And in the architectural projects.
Je suis Anne-Charlotte Deponte, passionnée d'architecture et docteur des universités en histoire de l'archi.
I am one of the spokespersons of Anne-Charlotte, who is a PhD in architecture history.
Merci.
Thank you.
D'être avec moi aujourd'hui.
To be with us today.
Et
and
maintenant.
Now.
Lundi en français, place au talent.
And Wednesday, let's talk projects. In English, of course.
Bienvenue dans Comme d'Archi.
Dear listeners, good morning. This is Esther on behalf of Anne-Charlotte. It's good to meet you again in Season 3 of Comme d'Archi, Episode 51, with a very good text by Emmanuel Comparel, architect. It is about the project Campus EDF de Saclay, Plateau de Saclay, near Paris, France, by ECDM architect. The project was delivered in 2015. It is a training center. November 2011. Fields furrows and clay. Agricultural induces little, feeds the urban purpose at the margin. The emptiness stuns me, as does the notion of cluster. Standing on the plateau, I have an obsessive feeling of being surrounded by a great emptiness. The earth is flat, the horizon slips away as soon as I raise my head. It was November, and I had boots on my feet. Concentrated. The space is wide, stretched out, without limits. One could build a city on it. It's an idea. I am obsessed with the conception of land. To disperse will be to banalize, to remove all strength from the support, to lose land. The abundance of space is certainly a quality of the site, even if abundance is rarely a good advisor. Dilemma. Ambivalence is not appropriate. Strategy is the art of the dialectic of wills. If the enemy concentrates, he loses ground. If it disperses, he loses his strength. For Wayne Jap. I remain concentrated. Territory. Here, on a valuable territory, I am accountable for the soil and its conception, for the length of the horizon, and for the flowering spaces. On the plateau, the wealth is space. My obsession? To be dense, compact, even more so than if I had worked on the Champs-Élysées. The authority, the pressure here, is the landscape that federates and saturates, fed by the formidable omnipotence of the pastoral. Euclidean impulses. Emptiness, vacuity, often excites our Euclidean impulses. Geometrization imposes itself, imposes and controls. It must be said that the farmer had already made a good start, ploughing the soil with parallel furrows, drawing straight lines in the greasy earth of the plateau. History induces, even if, admittedly, it is tenuous. This is the real world. The result is a dense, compact project, a volumetry that federates a composite program, a building island framed by strips of greenery, an object set in the geometry of the territory. Our ground plan participates modestly in the structuring of a landscape, a very large-scale project. It is part of a metagrid organizing the landing of architectural objects. Vanishing point. The built masses respond to the plant masses within a territory of alignments. Wide roadways and long perspectives at a vanishing point. A modern district, in short, generously dimensioned, roughly equipped. The individual buildings are or will be autonomous, kept at a distance from each other by a structured landscape. As solitary objects but elements of a whole, the architectures speak to each other from a distance. The campus is an island. Rotation. The question of time organizes the architectural proposal. The campus is a destination, a place that possesses and frames its own temporality, an immersive space where one comes to be trained in a program that adds up the sequences contained in the time of a rotation of our Earth. A place of destination, the campus puts the daily life of its users at a distance in order to propose its own daily life. The space turns in on itself, rolls up. There is no need to leave. The program is the programming of time, of a cycle whose duration is the duration of the training. A few days, a few rotations of our planet, and then away. Strata. This work on time, on series and episodes, defines architecture. Temporalities are stratified in a vertical campus where the buildings that should have been spread out in a park are here piled up in successive layers of horizontal partitions, like a ship with different decks piled up. The individual and the collective. There is thus a building that contains the multiplicity of living spaces, where each of the programs is designed to qualify each of the moments of the visitor's day, where the intimate and the collective are superimposed and intertwined without ever altering. Once again, it is a question of not banalizing anything, neither the effort linked to training, nor the moments of exchange and sharing, nor the time for reflection, meditation, and intimacy. It is a place of intense collective life where isolation and the personal sphere are possible. Delineating the contours. Organized around a square plan, the project is hollowed out at its center. The patio organizes the spaces. It is the center of gravity of a place that we wanted to contain, a space of adhesion setting the scene for the spirit of the campus. We propose an entity, a building that strongly characterizes the idea of being together, of belonging to a company to share information, a collective knowledge, an identity. There is this concentration of knowledge and know-how which must be given a melting pot to define its contours. Knowledge is the group. Information, exchange, and sharing are the transversal values of the project. The fluidity of the relationships between the different actors has led us to rethink the nature of an educational architecture dedicated to actors engaged in active life. Here, knowledge is the group, the collective, and it is in the dynamic functioning of the campus that the greatest wealth is to be found. It is therefore a place that is organized but has little hierarchy, a place that speaks as much to the individual as to the whole. Hierarchical inversion. The accommodation is at the top to enjoy the most beautiful view in intimate moments. The administration is at the bottom because it is linked to the reception, easily accessible to all. The classrooms are grouped together, organized around open and informal spaces. The restaurant and leisure areas are above the training areas, an interface between the intimate and the collective. Emmanuel Combarel. Dear listeners, thank you for tuning in. Let's meet again next week for a new Comme d'Archie in English. And until then, take care of yourselves. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening. Thanks to Julien Rebourg, sound engineer, who is collaborating with us today. Don't forget to tune in to our previews on Instagram at Comme d'Archie Podcast. If you enjoy this podcast, don't hesitate to promote it by giving it 5 stars and a little comment on Apple Podcasts or on your favorite podcast platform. And above all, subscribe to listen to all of our episodes for free. See you soon, and until then, take care of yourself.